Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Yo soy la luz del mundo, dice el Señor. El que me sigue tendrá la luz de la vida. Alleluia, Alleluia.
And with your spirit, you, O Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Tenemos una nueva conmemoración en el calendario de Iglesia de San Lázaro y Santa Marta y Santa María. La conmemoración no es toda nueva, pero es en origen una fiesta de los benedictines, y se llama esta fiesta la conmemoración de Santa Casa, Santo Hogar de Betania, porque es una fiesta de hospitalidad. Es importante porque este evangelio. Today, we have a new feast, a kind of a new feast on the church's calendar. We're calling it the Feast of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. Martha had her own feast. Mary didn't really have one because nobody was sure who Mary was. That's a long, complicated, kind of dumb story. And Lazarus had his own day. And the Pope has now smushed them together. But it's not really new. It's really a very ancient feast celebrated by the Benedictines. And they call it the Feast of the Holy House of Bethany, the house of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. For them, it's a great feast of hospitality. I used to enjoy this because in my former life, this week, the last week of July, was always the week I was on retreat. And I almost always kept my retreat at the monastery of St. Walburga, which is in Virginia Dale, Colorado, right on the border of Wyoming. These are real nuns. They're in habits with guns. Well, they herd sheep and cattle. They're very, very tough. They're a daughter house of the sisters that you see in the Sound of Music. But I would always be there during this week, and so I'd be able to celebrate this feast that now we all get to celebrate every year. I think this is especially important because Jesus was welcomed into a whole bunch of people's houses. It's not like the only place he ever went to eat was the house of Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. But there clearly was something about his relationship with them that made eating at their house different. There was something about his relationship with them that even made their ability to interact with him different. Think of Martha and Mary both on that day that Jesus shows up after Lazarus died, both willing to push back in a way that some person who'd only heard the teacher in the street never would have been. Jesus didn't just go to their house to eat. He was something more like that family friend who always stays over when he's passing through town. They kept his favorite beer in the back of the fridge. There was a favorite food that Martha would probably make 3 days ahead, double sized to make sure there'd be enough, just because she was worried about it. Mary probably spent days dreaming about it before he came. They were, in a mysterious way, on a human level, his friends, almost before they were his disciples. before they ultimately would become saints. The problem with the kind of sloppy theology of the 70s wasn't Buddy Jesus. It's that they forgot that Buddy Jesus was also God. The problem wasn't having a beer with Jesus. It's that they forgot that he's the one who invented beer. The problem with being friendly with God, with being overly familiar at the outset, isn't in the familiarity. It's in failing to recognize who he really is. What made Martha and Mary and Lazarus friends of Jesus appears to have been very human. But what turned them into saints was their experience of him as God. That he could challenge them in ways nobody else could, and they find themselves changed and not just annoyed. And that he could call them, even out of death, to a new and a lasting life. If we want our churches to be houses of hospitality, that can't simply mean greeters at the door and kind words. It can't simply mean not too scoldy sermons and music that makes people feel good. It has to mean willingness to friend them all. And in them, find the Lord.